All right, Eric, how do you spell your name?
E-R-I-C-A-L-L-G-O-O-D.
All right, cool.
It really is all good.
I know. They always tell us to get their name spelled and everything before we do it, just so if I spell your name wrong, then it's an automatic F, throwing it away.
Really?
Yeah.
Right off the top.
Yep.
Okay.
So where are you originally from, like your hometown and everything?
Sure. I actually grew up on a farm by Strang, which is smaller than a dot on the map, which is actually south of Geneva. But we moved to Geneva when I was freshman in high school, and so I was the last graduating class of Geneva before it became Fillmore Central that everybody knows now. And then I went and I played football, basketball, did golf, was in band, choir, show choir, a lot of activities, just, you know, at school from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. a lot of days, mm-hmm. just because you were in a lot of stuff, and it was a small school. So did all that, and then went to UNK and originally went for a TV production major. This is where the story gets kind of funny to see how it has come back. Originally went as a TV production major, and actually had a friend that lived across the hall from me in the dorm rooms that got on campus radio. And towards the end of the semester, freshman year, he's like, you should come sit in with me during my radio show. I'm like, okay. And so I sat in once. So I'm like, okay, that was cool. He's like, you should come back next time and I'll let you read something. All right, whatever. Not that there was anybody listening to this at all. So I think that helped me a lot because I was very, very introverted, very shy coming into high school, into college. And so read a PSA the next time and was, well, that was kind of cool. And so I'm like, well, maybe I'll come back next time. He's like, yeah, sure, why not? And the second time I went in there, when we come out of the studio, the radio supervisor is waiting for us. And I'm like, oh, maybe I wasn't supposed to be in there. And she's like, nope, you sounded really good. You need to sign up for radio next year. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I starting as a video production major and literally fell backwards into radio. And I was like, you know, radio is really cool. Because one thing I knew that I wanted to do when I was little was I knew my job was going to be somewhere in sports. Didn't know if it, I thought it was going to be playing. And then I stopped growing when I was a sophomore. So up anyway, not out necessarily. But that was the start to get into radio. Graduated with what ended up being a broadcasting degree with a minor in sports communication. And then got a job. I was really lucky to get a job at the radio station in Belleville, Kansas. And did that for 11 years. And then had a connection to join Strive in Strive's third year. So I'm in my fifth year and this is Strive's eighth year now. So I've been doing that now for a while.
Awesome. You answered a lot of questions with just one. That was perfect. I liked how that worked out. So I was wondering, so you said you worked at Strive, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what a typical work week would look like for you.
It really varies week to week, day to day, which is probably the thing I like the most about it, which might be another question you get into, right? The fact that, so, you know, we're based in an office in Henderson. We also share an office space in Lincoln in the Haymarket. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to come to Lincoln and work with Sarah, who's our education director, on a project, or meet with you for an interview, or, you know, a visit to Husker Vision, something like that. There's a lot of opportunities for that. There are, obviously, high school sporting events all the time, and we work with over 120 schools now. So pick your location and time, and you can go anywhere and watch and be a part of some school's game experience, which is still the most fun for me. And so, yeah, about the only thing that's really set is on Monday morning at 9:30 we have our team meeting. Where we all jump on a Zoom call and talk about what we did over the weekend and what we've got coming up this week. After that, it really does vary every single week. Some days there's not very many days where there's not much to do because there's just a lot to do all the time. So there's always support or a conference that we're hosting coming up. So we got a plan for that or organizing stats for the next broadcast, whatever that might be. editing videos, shooting photos for stuff, and putting together graphics, stuff like that. So there is definitely not 2 weeks that are alike.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. I like that a lot. So I seen that you talked about how there's 120 schools, and I seen that mainly in Nebraska, but I did see recently that you guys are going out to Kansas. Is that something that you're trying to, are you trying to expand, or is it just like a one-time deal?
Well, it's probably been in our back burner. Taylor Siebert, that's our founder, is originally from Henderson. And so, he kind of had a focus right away of, well, let's tackle Nebraska and let's see what kind of foothold we can get here. And it has really grown a lot. We've got great relationships now with advertising partners and also with the NSAA, which has been really cool. And as our relationship with them has grown, we feel more and more confident about the number of schools that in Nebraska that will work with us. And the connection actually to Heston, Kansas, came from the elementary music teacher who is originally from Hampton and still has family that live in Henderson. And so she has watched her family when their kids were little on Strive, and they were trying to stream an elementary Christmas concert, and had tried a few different services and didn't have very good luck. And so they reached out to us to see if we would come do it. And so we kind of got in touch, and it was like, well, that's not really what we do. We don't necessarily go to an event to stream it. It's usually, if we go to an event, it's to help support a school that's already doing it for the most part. But maybe this is an opportunity that you guys want to be a Strive school. And so we kind of did a trial run for this concert, and then 500 people watched the concert. And they immediately saw, okay, this was, you know, the process for them to produce the show and the stream was made much easier by the processes that we do on our end. And so they were like, yep, let's do this. So, Like I said, so that's a long answer to go. Yeah, expanding to other states was something we had in our hip pocket, and I think now is a thing going forward.
So, since Nebraska has no pro sports, it seems to be a perfect place to have like a streaming tool for high school sports due to such a big popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that would be like? Do you think that's a huge deal for you guys? Is there not being any pro teams here?
Well, it probably doesn't hurt.
yeah.
So I don't know that not having a pro team helps necessarily, but yeah, it doesn't hurt. One thing I think that the lack of a pro team in the state, probably what it does is it strengthens the bond of especially smaller schools with their community. So many community people, because they're not as tied to a pro football or basketball team, hey, the thing to do on Friday night is I'm going to the high school gym, and or I'm going to the football field, and I'm going to talk to my friends, and I'm going to watch the boys in town or the girls in town. You know, that's something that has gone on for just ever, and so I think that's something that is not necessarily uniquely Nebraskan, but helps strengthen those bonds. I think the fact that, you know, people aren't saying, oh, I'm going to the Nuggets game tonight.
Yeah.
Not that people don't do that, but, you know, they're not doing that 10 times a year. It might be, hey, tonight we're going to Denver. And, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah. So about Strive again, do you know a good number of how many employees you guys have?
We have five full-time. So
five full-time.
We do a lot of different things with five people. So, And that's if we don't count Taylor as an employee. So Taylor's our founder and our CEO. And what's been cool is in year eight of Strive, with the other people that work there too, he's kind of been able to take on more of a CEO role. And there's a little bit less day-to-day, like editing videos and going to games for Taylor to do. But he's helping shape how we go about things, which has been, I think if you asked him, I think he'd say the same thing, that it's been a unique opportunity for him to see. I mean, and ultimately for anyone that's an entrepreneur type person, you kind of want to get to that point. At some point, yeah, you have to be the one to build everything. But at some point, if your company is really, truly going to grow, you got to let other people do that stuff so that you can kind of move on to bigger thought processes.
More of a managing type.
So that's where Taylor's been fantastic. So, yeah, I'm doing Strive Sports stuff. Right now, manning support, school, a new school enrollment, school visits, got a lot going there. Sarah is our education director, so she also is very plugged in with all of the schools, putting together educational pieces about live streaming, but also about social media, about sharing stories within the school. How do you spotlight students that are doing cool things that are otherwise posting the things about the other students, you know? So that's been great to work with. Alyssa Allman does our websites and some social media contracts. She's been great. She's actually based in, her and her husband just moved to Iowa, so we're even more spread out now. And then I probably should have mentioned him first, but Ben Mohorn's our creative director, and Ben is one of the very best at his job in the entire state. And he's a kid that we found in York, so he wasn't too far away from us, but was homeschooled and was a part-time student at York, and really did teach himself through YouTube how to take photos, settings, techniques, and photos and videography, and just wholeheartedly has jumped into creating some incredible stuff for us, and that's opened some doors for us advertising wise too. So Ben's awesome. We love Ben.
Awesome. So we talked about employees, you said full time. Do you guys offer internships at all or any positions like that?
We actually have an intern right now that's in high school actually. Mm-hmm. Dante is at Adams Central and is very similar to Ben in his creative pursuits as far as video and photography. Has a natural gift for it, and the problem with Dante is he's only 16 and he's still a junior in high school, so we got to wait a few years before we can fully get him in there. But he's been great. He actually came to state volleyball and helped Ben in the editing process of the intro videos that played before the championship games. So he did some of that. He was at state softball all week there in Hastings and just rocked everything that we threw at him, photos, posting stuff. We did some score graphics for the NSAA, and he did all of that and would just give me the stuff and I'd post it. So he's awesome. So we don't necessarily have a set program, but it's kind of, you know, if somebody asks and we get to know them a little bit and there's an opportunity to work, then we'll see what we can do.
Awesome. Do you guys ever plan on expanding to maybe more than just high school or just like elementary schools and high school? Do you plan on going maybe even college or maybe even more than that?
I would say the as far as spreading our wings in that regard, a lot of what we do that is based, because we don't really have a physical product that we're selling or anything like that, mm-hmm. for a school, is the education and the support piece, and that doesn't necessarily always translate to a college. So in that regard, probably not. Then again, if a school situation came along that they needed a specific kind of a platform that was different from something else that they'd been using, then I'm sure we'd explore that option at some point. But yeah, usually the support and the education and the way we do it really is geared more for high schools and elementary kids. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk more about you. So,
okay,
you're a married man. You have kids.
I do.
So you want to tell me anything about them?
I sure. Angie and I have been married for 10 years. 10 years. Jackson just turned this week, just turned 7. And JC just in November turned 3. So Jackson's in first grade and loves, we just got him a drone for his birthday. And
ooh,
so
exciting.
He is all about that. Crash landed it in the cornfield the first time we flew it, so we have more lessons to learn. But he loves playing, and I love his curiosity because he's always wanting to go and do something all the time. and JC's little sister wants to go right along with him. So she's 3 going on 18 is the way I say it. She's definitely got she's got some sass to her, which is okay. But
yeah.
But yeah, they're great. So we live in Henderson, just moved to, actually to a different house on the east side of town, and so we get to see the sunrise every morning, so that's been nice. Very nice. Yeah.
Nice. Let's see. You answered a lot of my questions without me asking them, which is awesome.
What else you want to what else you want to know?
Oh, actually, I do have that. So, you used to talk about more of like how you were in college and how you kind of came up to be doing the audio and stuff like that, and doing all that. But was there anything in high school that really impacted you and pushed you to go towards sports more than anything? Like, was there a specific sport that you loved the most? Or
always loved football first. Okay. Growing up, my uncle coached football in Deschler, and then they moved to Hampton, and now they live in York. And so one of the first things I can remember is going to a football game in Deschler or in Lawrence or Red Cloud or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
And being part of a journey of that, even when you're 3 and 4 years old, you like, you know, how cool those guys in the helmets and the shoulder pads looked and what the atmosphere was like. It still happens in small schools where the volleyball team plays at 5. And so you watch the volleyball game. And then as soon as that's over, you're going out to the field to watch a football game. That's a very vivid memory. So I kind of grew up never knowing anything but sports, to be honest with you. I've said it many times. I don't know what to do with myself on Friday night if I didn't go to a ball game. It's just like, that's just how the week ends for me. That people that go home from work at 5 o'clock on Friday and have a nice meal and kick back and relax with the family, like I kind of don't do that. I'm already at the field by 5 o'clock. What are you talking
set
about?
Things up,
right. You know, I'm doing something else. So, I knew from an early age, like I didn't really have any, you know, I was never, even though I was in like choir and band, I was never really interested in art, like drawing or painting or anything like that. Construction never, or architecture never really got me going. Although I do like assembling things. I'm not really the creative type when it comes to designing something, but if you give me a pile of stuff and a general plan, I like putting stuff together. I guess I could work at Subway if anything doesn't work. I can assemble a sandwich. I guess that is what that means. But yeah, like just being involved some way in sports was always something that I thought I was going to do. And then I had fleeting moments where I thought, maybe I could be like an athletic trainer. Like I'd go to every game. I'd work with athletes like that. You know, I'd be a part of all of that. Like that's like a half step over from playing is what I thought. And then I realized how much school that was going to be. And I'm like, no, that's not for me. And so really I probably didn't fully get into the broadcasting aspect till I was in college, but I was on, we did have a very, very old school, news show that we would do in high school. I did that my senior year. So that was really my first foray into news / reporting. And the funny thing is I was never in front of a camera. I never had my voice on anything. I filmed and I edited all of the shows, but I was never, we had other people that were way more comfortable talking than me. So it is funny how things flip in life, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah, because I see you on Instagram Live all the time now in front of the camera talking things.
Yep.
I always pop in there sometimes.
Yep.
And say what's up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy that you kind of like shifted from I'd say like an introvert to an extrovert now.
Very much so. Very different.
Yeah.
I don't think I can really point to a specific reason either. It just kind of morphed, you know. So, and you know, if anything, it's probably more about finding something that I got told I was good at it, and so that gave me the confidence to try to do it even better. And so that's one thing that I feel like I've done, is that once I found out, okay, I'm kind of good at this, like I should be better at it then. So I've been able to kind of pursue and work on it. And broadcasting especially really is a craft. I mean, it's like a high jumper. Like anybody thinks they can just run up to a bar and jump over it, right? But there's a whole lot of intricacies to it. Anybody thinks they can talk about a football game for 2.5 hours, but there's a lot that goes into that, right? So that's what I really enjoy, actually, is pulling out, you know, a phrase or a stat or a story from that I heard from somewhere else, that maybe this kid's dad played in some all-star game with somebody else's dad, and they're on the other team in this game, you know, and telling those kind of stories is really the craft part that I really enjoy digging through.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm sorry I'm like bouncing around everything. You kind of gave me an idea.
Nope, go for it.
So I was in the All-Star game at York or whatever. Are you guys still continuing doing that, and are you adding any other more All-Star things such like that, like events?
We are still doing the basketball game. Every year we keep getting asked about doing a volleyball game. And doing a basketball game is a lot of work, and I would love to do a volleyball game. If somebody else wants to do it, I'm all for it. because we have a ton of great volleyball girls that go to Strive schools. And in fact, I guess the year you played in it, the basketball teams for the girls that we had, we could have made a heck of an all-star volleyball match at halftime of the girls basketball game, because the girls that ended up playing in the basketball game were, you know, Kristen Lux is playing at West Virginia right now, and we had a lot of small school girls that are starting at Hastings or UNK and Doan that were in that game. So yeah, we could have had a heck of a volleyball match. That's always something that you know, we've talked, like every year we talk about, you know, what else could we add to the day of the All-Star game or another game. We've talked, you know, we've gotten into esports now. And so would there be an opportunity, like, would you do an esports tournament at noon and then you have basketball in the evening? Would you add volleyball in the afternoon? Would you make it a week-long thing? I like to be married, so I don't know if I want to give up a whole week in June. that's typically kind of, if we can, that's when we sneak away for a vacation. So yeah, I mean, there's always been some ideas. We're probably still a few people, personnel wise, on our end away from being able to fully pull those off. But yeah, I mean, we're always talking about that for sure.
Yeah, because I mean, I truly enjoyed that Strive All Star game. It was really fun. Yeah. I really liked it a lot. So I feel like that's one thing that I really liked about you, mm-hmm. your guys' things, is like the event planning and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and the way you guys do things. Oh, I had another question. What was it? I had it in my head. Yeah, that's probably. Yeah, I don't got much more.
That's okay.
it came right back to my head. No, I already asked. You already answered that. Never mind. I got nothing else.
I can answer it again in a different way.
I don't know what I was gonna ask. No, that's all I got.
All right. Cool.
It was really cool, though.
Yeah.
I really like it. I'm writing a whole paper about you.
About me?
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't know if you knew that.
No. Well, I think you said, I guess I thought it was part of a paper. Not. I didn't know it was the paper.
Oh, yeah. It's the paper.
Oh, okay.
Final.
The final?
Should be pretty exciting, though. I liked what I heard. Cool. I like Strive and all that. I'm pretty passionate about it.
Yeah.
So be fun. But yeah. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. Well, let me see it when you're all done with it.
Oh, I for sure will. Don't make fun of how bad it